Sports by OnSpark with me, Bethany Elsie. Now, earlier today, I spoke to Steph Bannon, who is the captain of the Sunderland ladies football team, and I asked her how excited she is now that her team is in the Super League too.
Yeah, definitely. I think we know that. Obviously, a lot of teams are up there and ready, and I think going in, as you know, Donny Bells have been relegated to Division 2, we know what sort of test it's going to be for us. There's some very strong teams that are going to be in our league, and that are going to hopefully be pushing to be in the Super League, which is exactly what our aim is ourselves. You know, it's great that the two-tier systems now come in place for us, but obviously we just want to be the best that we can be, and hopefully every game that we go into we want to win, and hopefully that's what we can do and eventually get into Super League One.
Definitely. You've been playing pre-season games for the past couple of weeks, and do you think your team are prepared?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously we started pre-season quite early. I think we've been going since September now. Don't get me wrong, we didn't touch a ball for a long time, but we've done well in the games. We've got a few injuries at the minute, which is a bit of a setback for us, but everyone's looking sharp and everyone's getting fitter and stronger and more robust, and I think that's just something that we need to now take into the season. And I think with it being just a month away, everyone's dead excited and just wanted to be here now.
Well, I wish everyone who does have the injuries a quick recovery. Your first game is a local derby. It couldn't really have been any better to have that, could it?
No, definitely not. When you're looking at the fixtures, you definitely look for the local derby. And when we heard it was the first one, I think it just makes everyone that little bit more excited. I mean, obviously, we're excited for every single game that we play, but when it is your local rivals, I think it just increases the heat a little bit and turns it up a little bit more. So I think, you know, everybody, not knowing who Durham are really and not knowing much about them, everyone's really excited, and it's going to be unknown for us, but a challenge and a one that we're willing to take on board.
Well, I'll give you the best of luck for that. And also, with being the captain of the team, how excited are you not only to lead the local team into the games but also represent the whole of Sunderland?
Yeah, I've been captain for about 5-6 years, and I think it's something that, you know, every girl wants to dream of, being captain of a local team. Something that I love to do, but the girls make it much easier for me. I mean, it's something that every game I get really excited about, putting the Sunderland shirt on and then having to put the armband on. It's just that extra little privilege, and it's an absolute honour to do it, and one that I'll always live for and tell my kids hopefully one day that, you know, your mum was captain of Sunderland. It's an absolute dream come true for myself.
Even though you guys have been accepted into the Super League, do you have any plans to push on even further?
Yeah, of course we do. We want to play the best and the highest possible league that we can be for women's football. You know, we want to be up there with the Arsenals, the Liverpools, and who knows who else is going to be the best of this year. And I think we want to be in the mix of that. Not getting in Super League first time round was an absolute massive disappointment to everybody involved with the club. And due to that, we lost some fantastic young players who've gone on to represent England so far. And well done to them. But for us, you know, we just need to now push on, and we've been accepted into Super League 2, and who knows, if we keep going the way we're going, eventually one day, hopefully, fingers crossed, that we can be in Super League 1.
I'll definitely keep my fingers crossed for you. It's obviously International Women's Day today. Now, what would you say to young girls to inspire them to get involved in sport?
Sport's one of them things that keeps you fit. It makes you new friends. You don't necessarily have to be great at it, but you can go along to a local club and just go and enjoy it and make new friends that you've never ever had before. And I think you're all there for the same reason, to just have fun and enjoy it and make the most of it while you can.